the call that Jesus gives to his apostles, the call that he gives to each of us, is not an anonymous call. When Jesus called Andrew and James and John and Simon Peter, he did so not by placing a want ad, not by giving a general invitation, but extending that call to each one of them in a personal manner. And so too it is with each one of us. We are called not in a faceless, nameless way, but personally. Each one of us is called to be a follower of the Lord Jesus, to be a disciple for a lifetime. Each one of us is called to a particular state in life, the married life, priesthood, religious life, dedicated single life. And each one of us is called to respond each and every day to the opportunities that the Lord presents us to be of service. The people he puts in our lives are not there by accident, but rather the Lord gives us opportunity after opportunity to be at his service each and every day. The Lord calls each one of us personally because he loves each one of us personally, and he calls each one of us to a personal relationship with him. Our Lord does not just love the human race or humanity. He loves you and you and you and me at a personal level. Pope Benedict would describe this in a very beautiful way. He would say that faith is above all a personal, intimate encounter with Jesus. And to experience his friendship, his love, only in this way does one learn to know him evermore. May this happen to each one of us. May this beautiful thing happen to each one of us, knowing the Lord Jesus personally. And it can, and it will, because the Lord desires to know us and for us to know him. The Lord wants so much for that relationship to take place, and the only thing that can stop it is our own selfishness, our own hesitation, our own disbelief that it is possible. Seek that kind of relationship and you will find. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened to you. We saw a beautiful, beautiful expression of that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus about 48 hours ago. If you were watching the news, you would have picked up on this. If you didn't, I encourage you to go back and check the videos that are online. A beautiful, beautiful expression of personal faith in the people of the Philippines. Pope Francis, when he was planning to visit the Philippines, desired very much to go to Tacloban, which is the city that was hit by Typhoon Yolanda about 14 months ago, November of 2013. It was a terrible storm. Over 100 people lost their lives. Many, many more were injured. Many, many more lost everything. He very much wanted to go to Tacloban to be with those typhoon survivors, to reassure them of the Lord's love and the Lord's care. But there was a problem. as the Holy Father was preparing to set out to visit those typhoon survivors, there was yet another typhoon brewing. And many of his advisors cautioned the Holy Father to remain in Manila, to not go out to Tacloban. But that was not going to happen. He made his way there, even amidst horrible weather. It was raining sideways there, raining sideways. And when he got there, he found 500,000 residents of Tacloban and the surrounding area waiting for him. They had waited for him for hours in the driving winds and rain. They wanted to be there for him, because even as he went forth to remind them of the Lord's personal love and care for them, they were witnessing on their own to that same love. They knew that the Lord cared for them. They experienced firsthand the presence of the Lord, even amidst that storm, that terrible storm, 14 months ago. And just as he was there for them amidst that terrible storm 14 months ago, they would be there for his vicar, Pope Francis. They would witness to their faith in gratitude for the good things that the Lord had done for them. They would express that in a most personal way. This is what a relationship is all about. It is about receiving and giving. A personal relationship with the Lord Jesus is the greatest thing that any one of us can experience. Consolation amidst sadness, protection amidst the storms that we go through in this life. That relationship is a wonderful thing to receive, and it calls us in a personal way to give of ourselves, to respond to his love by showing love for others, to respond to his mercy by performing the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. Each one of us called in a personal way to receive that love and to pass that love on. This week, we are reminded by the very sad anniversary of the infamous Roe versus Wade decision, that Supreme Court decision that opened the way for legalized abortion on demand in all 50 states. We are reminded that since that decision in 1973, 53 million lives have been lost. 53 million. And because we are members of the body of Christ, we have a responsibility in this regard. A responsibility, first and foremost, to employ a double negative, not to do nothing, but to do something, to stand up and to speak out on behalf of those who have no voice with which to speak. We have this responsibility to give back, because we have received from God the gift of life. He was there for us, and so are we called to be there for him. I remember in grade school, Sister teaching us that if God stopped thinking about any one of us for a second, even a half a second, even a quarter of a second, we would cease to exist. And I remember praying, Lord, please do not forget me, even for a second. Please keep thinking of me. He is there for us, and so we are called to be there for him. Opportunities abound this week. What are some of those opportunities? Some will go to Washington, D.C. to participate in the March for Life. 400,000, perhaps, will gather there on Thursday, the day of the anniversary, and yet one would hardly know that by watching the evening news. We will pray for them, and we will pray for life on Thursday evening at our 5:30 Mass. All are encouraged to come to church that day. There is a rally for life today at the courthouse at 2 o'clock. That's an opportunity for each of us. There is a March for Life here in Bloomington on Thursday morning from 8:30 to 10:30 around the Planned Parenthood facility, which is where abortions are performed. That's an opportunity to witness. We each have the opportunity to write a letter or to make a call to a member of Congress. That's an opportunity. We have the opportunity to forward a pro-life email or to pass that on through the social media. That's an opportunity. We have an opportunity to get involved in the Crisis Pregnancy Center, especially by going out and purchasing some diapers and bringing those in for the sake of the newborn children of parents who just can't afford those basic necessities. That's an opportunity. We have an opportunity, if you're a youth, to participate in a Concert for Life in Indianapolis on Wednesday evening. Scott has all the details. That's an opportunity. We have an opportunity to pray a novena for life, and details of that and all of the other opportunities are found in the bulletin and at the Respect Life table. Each one of us is called to do something. God is so present in our lives. May we, as members of the body of Christ, reach out for the sake of others.